Oh, yeah. All right. Good morning. My name is Andrew Johnson. I'm an eighth grader at Kalispell Middle School, and I'm going to be going to Flight of High next year. There's a story in Matthew's Gospel. Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to walk on the water to you." "Come," Jesus said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the winds, he was afraid and began to sink. Peter cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. It shows us that we may be confused or scared at times, but God is there to help us and guide us. I remember a time when I was confused. It was at the beginning of the school year. I decided to play football this year, and practice started a few days before actual school started. I signed up for it since I wanted to try something new and wanted to do it with a friend. But when I got there, the people there were taller and bigger than me. When the coaches showed up and started to explain how we were going to be playing football, I was very confused. I had never played football before, and all the information I was gathering was like learning a whole new language. The coaches asked who had played football before, and almost everyone raised their hand except for me and my friend. That's when I thought I was really done for. Practice got harder, and so did all the things we were learning. I didn't know the positions and the plays our coaches had taught us, and so I decided to memorize and watch videos on the plays and positions used in football. And soon, I'd caught up to the rest of my team. I played as left tackle on the defensive line and was a right guard for the offensive line. My team ended up winning the tournament. Another thing I like to do is build models. I have built a few planes, tanks, and now I'm working on a rocket. But sometimes, when I build my models, I get confused by the instructions, and they are unclear. But then I think about how God is next to me, even through all the hardships in life. In almost every model I do, I either break something or put a piece in the wrong place. But now I know I can just take it apart and rebuild it how it was supposed to be. I've always enjoyed building things and problem solving when things get tough, and that's why I want to become an engineer when I'm an adult. In the story of Noah's Ark, God tells Noah how the ark is to be made. He says the ark should be 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. He told him to make a roof for it, add a door on the side, and have decks for each floor of the ark. Noah probably didn't know how to build it after hearing the instructions once. He probably didn't even know what a cubit was, like me. But he built the ark, and when the flood came, him and his family had survived. Noah probably didn't have an idea of what it was supposed to look like, but God did. That's what I want to do when I become an engineer. Engineering and making things can change the world in multiple ways. It can make life easier so we can focus on bigger tasks at hand, or just be used for fun. Either way, I think God can help me accomplish my goals. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Jacob Johnson. I remember my first year of camp. I didn't really want to be there because I'd have to sing and dance and do all these crazy things. I had known that we got to swim and have great food, but the thought of being away from my family just didn't sit right for me. I remember signing in, and I realized I was put in a different cabin than Andrew was. So not only was I away from my family, but I was away from someone who literally looks just like me. I was in the cabin labeled Bear Paw Right, and Andrew was in the cabin labeled Bear Paw Left. So truly, we were right next to each other, but we still did lots of stuff. I eventually got to my cabin and was welcomed by everyone. I looked at my cabin mates, and they all looked excited to be here, but why wasn't I? I felt homesick, nervous, and honestly, a bit scared. Eventually, though, the week there at camp, I started to really enjoy it. My cabin mates were all nice, and we played games together and did activities together, like swimming, basketball, and nine square. Sometimes your cabin would be picked to lead either campfire or morning worship, and our group was picked. I asked our cabin leader if I could do prayer for us, and he said yes. Eventually, time came for us to lead worship, and I was ready. We started with some songs, and soon enough, it was my turn. I had some stuff written down, but not much. I started talking about how God is here with us at camp and is here to help us inside of it and outside of it. After worship, I really thought about what I had said. Even if my family wasn't here, I knew God was. God was here to help me during camp and outside of it. God was with me, or God was with everyone here. There's a passage, Isaiah 41, verse 10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. If I had known this passage during my first day at camp, I would have known that I was never alone. There were other times I felt worried or afraid. The first day of middle school, I was a little nervous at first. The middle school was huge, and I thought for sure I was never making it back home. Although I didn't know it, God was with me. I had some people in my life who could help me through my troubles and problems, and God was one of them. Even right now, giving the speech, God is with me, helping me if I make a mistake or get that feeling of nervousness. I always feel nervous when I try something new or when I go somewhere where I don't know anyone or the location. It is places like these where I feel we need God the most. When we're nervous or afraid, that's when we need God. I was just glad God was here with me through my journey too. Thanks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Emmett Meskis. There have been many times while growing up that I have experienced God's love, kindness, and good humor demonstrated by my family. Family is important to me. We have had many fun memories together. While sometimes distance may keep us physically apart, we feel the continued connection in our hearts. At the start of the COVID lockdown, when everything stopped and the world felt stalled, alone, and distant, my family felt closer than ever. We spent time having campfires. We laughed, cooked hot dogs and s'mores. I distinctly remember one night where my sister Bridget brought out her ukulele to serenade us. She played many songs, varying from more songs that might be played on ukulele to rock. She ended the night with "We Didn't Start the Fire" by Billy Joel. We laughed, sang, made jokes, and brought joy to this hard time. When I look back, I remember feeling odds of joy and love again. Several years ago, when I was first learning to ride my bike at my grandma and grandpa's farm, together with my cousins, we would race up and down their long driveway. One weekend, when we were all together, it was my cousin's Rain's turn to learn. Bridget was helping her get balanced and started down the road, when things took a turn for the worst as she veered straight to the cranberry bog, flipping over the dike and landing on the edge of the bog. Adults came running from the house. Cousins came running from the road as Rain sat up laughing. Luckily, Rain was okay, and this has become a story we share when we gather. When I look back, I remember God's love and good humor as we laugh together. On another adventure with my cousins, we created the largest sandcastle I've ever seen. We were together again at my grandpa's farm when we walked down to the beach. On a gray day, we ventured to the large sandy beach with the jagged rock cliffs a roaring ocean. My cousins and I worked together to create our masterpiece. It had multiple walls, deep water-filled trenches, and many towers. We worked together, sharing ideas for improvements until our parents ended our fun, demanding our return to the house. I remember our day at the beach, engineering our masterpiece. We worked together, never arguing, insulting or putting each other down, only feeling inspiration and joy. In our family, it is tradition to eat dinner together at the dining room table. We talk about the good and the bad. Often we use this time to complain about teachers, tests, employers, and coworkers. Sometimes we play games like trivia or would you rather on special nights. Bridget and I join forces to tease our dad. He is very good at fighting back. On these nights, we laugh, enjoy together, like enjoy our time together, celebrating God's gift of good humor. I especially see God's love demonstrated by my family when I am sick. My dad often runs to the stores and gathers supplies and takes me to the doctor when needed. Bridget is often extra kind and will sometimes make me buttered noodles. My mom makes sure I get what I need and I'm comfortable and feel better. I am thankful for this love and kindness. Every day I see love, God's love and kindness in my family. Sometimes our opinions may differ and we may get into arguments, but we forgive each other. Family will always hold a special place in my heart. Every day my family shares so much love, kindness, and compassion, and humor. I feel the calling to share this love and kindness back to friends, family, and others. Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Emery Schmidt. I like to think of faith and religion as a journey that will never end. My faith will always be there, and that's why I like to think of it like this. It all started when I was born and baptized, from when I first remember being in church on Sundays and Wednesday nights. It has always been there since the beginning. It's with me now in my life, and I rely on it to always be there for me and steady me as I go. As I further progress into my life, it'll be with me. My interpretation could change, but I hope my faith will remain. The definition of a journey is traveling from one place to another, and this is what's going to happen over my lifetime. This journey started in the early months of 2007 when I was a baby and baptized in the Lutheran Church. When I was in third grade, I had my first communion here, but I was not baptized in this church, but one in North Dakota. There was both a Lutheran church and a Catholic church in the same sanctuary in the same building. My family would attend both of these churches. My parents have different religions. When I moved here, I went to Wednesday nights at a Catholic church, learning the different aspects of their religion and how they view the Bible. I do the same at church now, although now with COVID, we unfortunately don't get to meet every week anymore. Having my parents split, one Lutheran and one Catholic, gave me a look on religion that most people don't necessarily get in their life. This was that no matter how people interpret their faith, they still have it in their lives. From my experience, it might not matter what religion you are or how you specifically believe or what you specifically believe, but whether you choose to have faith in what you believe. I think that the Church in North Dakota is a perfect example of this because there are two different religions under the same roof. As a 14-year-old standing here now, I have to say my faith has changed in the past years of my life. My outlook on certain things has shifted. Maybe it's because I have learned and comprehended more about what faith is and what it can be and do in people's lives. Right now, I have a vague idea of what God means to me and how I choose to believe in my faith. Every year since the third grade, I have gone to camp for a week. We went out there this summer with our confirmation group. When I go to this Bible camp out on Flathead, we do different prayers every night at campfire. Some nights, we pray for people. One of these prayers they want us to say is someone in our life who is like a crutch. Someone who we rely on and is always there for you in life, especially when you need them the most. In my life, I guess this is how I view God. When I need them, I can turn to him. But I also know that he was always there with me, like a filter. Everything I do is filtered through my beliefs, and I think this is what makes me try to be such a kind person in life. Every night before my family goes to sleep, we say prayers. That's what we like to call them. We've been saying the Lord's Prayer every night for about a decade now. To be honest, though, I used to just go through the motions and say the prayer, not fully understanding what it meant. But a few months ago at confirmation, we broke it down into its parts. Seeing and hearing what it actually means was pretty cool, and a lot of the time now when we say it, I think about what I'm actually saying. This is another example of how faith shows up in my daily life. Of course, my journey is far from over, and I know that in the time between now and when I've grown old, things will change. Like I said, I'm only a teenager, and we definitely don't have everything figured out. I know that in the future, my opinions will shift, but I really hope that one thing to stay strong is my faith in God and in church. And I want my faith to be there with me in the end, so I can say that God was with me for my entire life. So it's a journey, and I hope this is what mine is like. From the start, God has been with me, and I have grown up with him in my life, and he has always been around. He always will. Thank you.
Dear friends, we give thanks to God for the gift of baptism and for these persons, one with us in the body of Christ, who affirm their baptism this day as a sign of their participation in the life of this community of faith and its mission in the world. Presenting the following, who desire to make public affirmation of their baptism. Emery Schmidt. Emmett Meskis. Jacob Johnson, Andrew Johnson, Let us pray together. Merciful God, we thank you for these young men and women, whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with their gifts, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. As you affirm your baptism, I ask you to reject sin, profess your faith in Christ, and confess the faith of the church.